From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Lebanese officials say at least 37 people were killed, nearly 200 wounded, when two blasts struck predominantly Shiite suburb of Beirut. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the suicide attack in Burj al Baraneh, a busy commercial and residential area. Kurdish fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, recaptured some areas around the northern Iraqi town of Sinjar. From the Islamic State group, Kurdish officials said their forces were in control of villages on either side of the town and had taken control of a key road on a major supply route between Mosul and the IS capital of Raqqa, Syria. At a summit in Malta, the European Union agreed on a nearly $2 billion aid package aimed at tackling the root causes of migration. Henry Ridgewell reports.
European leaders were joined by 13 African heads of state. The European Union agreed on a $1.9 billion fund aimed at addressing what it called the root causes of migration. The money is aimed at creating jobs, improving healthcare, and conflict prevention. The plan received a mixed response from many African leaders. European leaders presented a 17-page action plan to tackle the crisis. In addition to the fund, Europe will attempt to sign individual migration agreements with African countries in return for development aid. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The United Nations, the African Union, and the European Union are calling for talks between Burundi's government and the country's opposition to resolve the nation's deepening political crisis. In a joint statement Thursday, top officials of all three bodies said it is urgent that the sides meet under the mediation of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S.-led coalition will be doing more in the coming weeks to degrade the Islamic State's ability to produce and sell oil and gas, which helps fund the terrorist group's military operations. He commented at a Washington forum on Thursday, ahead of a three-nation tour that includes talks in Vienna on Syria's political future.
If neither the dictator nor the terrorists are the answer, and they are not, our challenge is to create conditions under which a clear and broadly acceptable alternative can emerge.
On Saturday, officials from 17 countries plus the UN and the European Union will meet in Vienna for their second round of talks on Syria. U.S. President Barack Obama has congratulated Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi for the success of her National League for Democracy party in the country's elections, with preliminary results continuing to trickle in. Aung San Suu Kyi's party appears headed for a dominant victory over the ruling military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. U.S. President Barack Obama has given the Medal of Honor to an Army captain who tackled a suicide bomber as he was about to detonate himself in Afghanistan in 2012. Captain Florent Groberg's action saved his own life and that of many of his comrades. Israel is asking the United States for a boost in the amount of money it gets every year for military aid. It is requesting as much as $5 billion. That figure, if realized, would be more than three times the amount any other country receives in aid from the U.S. Chinese officials say U.S. House of Representatives Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has led a U.S. congressional delegation to Tibet. Few details are known about the trip, which was not announced beforehand. Pelosi is an outspoken critic of China's alleged human rights abuses. China's foreign ministry described the visit as part of a normal exchange between the two countries. The human rights group Amnesty International says Chinese police routinely use torture to extract confessions from criminal suspects. A new report entitled No End in Sight is based in part on interviews with dozens of human rights lawyers. A U.S.-based organization that monitors terrorist activity around the world says the Islamic State group has released a video threatening attacks in Russia very soon. The site Intelligence Group says the militant's foreign language media division released a Russian-language video with chance of soon, very soon, the blood will spill like an ocean. A court in Moscow has convicted a former policeman and has sentenced him to 13 years in prison for passing secrets to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. Russia's Federal Security Service said Thursday Yevgeny Khristov admitted he was a CIA spy for 3 years and pleaded guilty to charges of state treason. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.